And you tune in to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. What a joy to be with you this morning, and my privilege to be able to be talking to two brothers in the Lord, Johan Grobler and Rickard Botha this morning. Afrikaanse manne, maar ons gooi hem graag in Engels due to this morning being, of course, English Monday on Good News Time. So thank you so much for joining us, Johan and Rickard. Johan is the CEO of Mega Voice, and Rickard and Papa entered into the ministry in 1991. Rickard is a missionary and an author and also a minister of the gospel himself, and really looking forward to spending some time with him this morning about Mega Voice, but also then Rickard's involvement with it and an exciting upcoming event that is happening. Johan, goeiemorgen. Good morning, sir. How are you doing, brother?
Good morning. I'm doing well. I'm here in Ethiopia.
Wow.
It's
lovely
to speak to you.
Fantastic. Great. So glad you could tune in from Ethiopia, Addis Ababa this morning, I believe. And great to be with us, with you then this morning. Rickard, thank you for your presence as well, sir. Welcome here to Radio Pulpit.
Yeah. No, I was listening to Johan speaking from Addis Ababa, so I thought to tell you I'm speaking from the Republic of Hermanus.
Wow, that's awesome. It's great to have you with us, and thank you, brothers. Thank you, Jones, for joining us. And really looking forward to the next couple of minutes with each other. Are you guys keeping warm or cold? Where are you, Johan? How's the weather up there? It must be quite warm, I suppose.
Yeah, it's not too warm. It's pleasant. It's okay. Really nice. Outside, I'll definitely wear a jacket. It's also raining today, but inside, it's lovely.
Wow, fantastic. No, it's excellent. And Rickard, your side, how's the Cape? Fair weather or still cold as well now? Wintertime, eh?
No, goodness, Charles, we had, I think it was probably gale force winds during the night and lots of rain. So wow. I have a fireplace. You can't see it, but I have a fireplace right behind me. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I think, gents, in the interest of time, I'm really curious and excited to jump into this interview so that we can maximize on time. So, Johan, tell us, what is Mega Voice Africa and what do you do?
Mega Voice is a ministry that make the Word of God available to those that don't read. Mm-hmm. We do it with audio players, solar-powered audio players for those that can listen, like those that haven't learned how to read, blind people, and so on. And we also make the Word of God available in sign language on a tablet to deaf people that can then see the signs and in that way engage with the Word of God. We're an international organization with branches all over the world. I'm heading the Africa branch, and we distribute in Africa, sub-Saharan Africa.
Mm. So you are really global in that respect, footprint and your passion and focus in Africa specifically.
That's correct. We started 36 years ago and gradually grew with more solutions and more Bibles. By now we have Bibles in 550 languages, New Testaments in 1,500 languages, and so on.
Sure. And I think what's really significant is also the solar powering behind it, and that really enables people to be able to use it across the globe. Now, Rickard, you are in some sort of way, thank you, Johan, for that. It sounds like an amazing ministry and really something that also enables people to get the gospel to listen and to participate in that actively in the Word of God. Now, Rickard, you also have a passion for the Word of God and a passion for being involved in missions and also Mega Voice. You are in some sort of a way connected. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and then also how your connection works with Mega Voice and your ministry and everything, just all thrown together if possible, please?
Yeah. All right. So I've been married for 33 years. Let me just say that. That's a milestone in my life.
Excellent.
I've also been in the ministry for 33 years. And my wife and I, both of us, we have a deep love for the Word of God, understanding it, but even more importantly, obeying it and following Christ as his student. So, it's been a wonderful, let's call it the journey over the last 33 years, and it took us many places. We've been missionaries in the Ukraine for 5 years here at the turn of the millennium, and then also what you mentioned now is part of that journey was going to Africa last year, traveling through Africa. It was 12 different countries, 16 border posts, And we spent, we slept in our car for the entire year in a rooftop tent.
Wow.
And but what is remarkable about the mega voice that Johannes, you know, talking about that he represents is we contacted Mega Voice. We had, I think, if I remember correctly, we had about 75 contacts. Now those are contacts in Eastern Africa, Central Africa, including countries like Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, of course, Kenya, Uganda, and so forth. And many different people, they've got many different languages in those countries, the tribal languages that they speak. And so I asked the contacts if they would be interested in audio Bibles, you know, getting the Bible in an audio form where they can. It's not only for people who cannot read, but people who are, you know, in a position where they not able to read now, their concentration is somewhere else. For instance, let's say they're working in the fields. And they can't sit, you know, at the side and read Bible, but they have the audio Bible with them, so they put it on, you know, and then, so it's a marvelous, you know, instrument to have. And so I said, I contacted Johan and I said, listen, I've got a problem. I've got all these languages. Most of them I have never heard of in my life, you know. And these people want the audio Bible. They want the Bible in their respective languages. And I, you know, I foresee a huge problem here. So Johan told me, he says, no, 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 that's not a problem. We have the Bible in all those languages in audio format. And that to me was just absolutely amazing. You know, it means, you know, to have it in audio format, somebody had to translate the Bible first in that specific language that is only spoken in that region, and then they had to record it. So there's a lot of you know, work and dedication behind it, and we ended up taking about 800 audio Bibles to Africa and had the privilege of distributing them.
Sure, fantastic. And how typically would this work, Rickert, in terms of where did you go? Where did it start? Was it something in your heart? Maybe let's start there. Why did you become involved in this?
That is a story, so which I cannot tell within the time frame that we have. That's a, you know. But let me just say this: there was this awareness in our hearts, in us. If I say us, I mean my wife and I, where we felt Jesus says He wants to introduce us to His friends. Now, in John chapter 15, Jesus says, I call you my friends if you do what I tell you. And we had this desire of meeting people in Africa, you know, outside of our little bubble where we live, who are really friends of Jesus in obeying Him, in dedicating their lives to Him, in you know, as opposed to merely being religious or Christian-like, you know, but really following Christ. So that's where it started. And then we made contact with people through various means, pastors, local congregations. We also made contact with missionaries from mostly from South Africa who were working in all these countries. And we made appointments to visit them and to hear their story and hear their testimony and mutually share in the gospel of the glory of Christ. And that was the motivation. And, of course, then an adventure happened.
Sure. Well, Rickert, without opening up too much of that adventure can, I'm really excited to hear a bit more. And I would love to come back to you just in a moment. But, Johan, thanks for sharing, Rickert. So, Johan, you've got a specific event, a special unique experience coming up then with Rickert this coming Friday, the 12th of July, where more will be shared. Can you tell us a little bit more about that event, please, Johan?
Yes, this Friday morning at 8 o'clock, we'll have an event in Pretoria East, and those that can attend are most welcome to register. Rickert will share the journey of himself and Pippa, how they journeyed into Africa and how the number of audio Bibles that came from supporters that were obedient to God just grew and more came and were distributed. You can register at www.megavoiceoneword.africa. There's no .com or .co.za behind that. And there you can register, enjoy a lovely breakfast. We have a fireplace and gas heaters. Cold is still with us.
Important.
ample parking. And on the website, you'll also find directions. So we're looking forward to a lovely day of encouraging each other and praising the Lord for success in the past and knowing that in future He will also bring that.
Yeah, amen. Now, Rickert, I would want to come back to you now, sir, just for a moment to hear what's on your heart. Anything you would like to share with our listeners. We've got ample time. We've got a proper at least 5 to 7 minutes left. But before we get there, Johan, if I can just thank you for that information. Appreciate you sharing that. And you said Pretoria East. When Pretoria East will that be at, brother?
Yeah, it is with Harsfontein Road to the east. It's at the Tulani Conference and Wedding.
Okay.
Venue.
Great. And that's now this coming Friday morning, I believe, hey? 9 o'clock, I think.
That's right. Yeah. It's great. From 8 until 10.
8 till
but
10.
But we'll have fellowship after that as well.
Fantastic. So really, for all our listeners, anyone who's interested, go and check out megavoice.africa, if I heard you correctly. www.megavoice.africa. This is going to be a really, really amazing experience to hear from Rickert about their adventure and where they went and what God just did through their ministry and through the ministry in Africa, because it's all about getting the word out there. So, Johan, thanks so much. I might come back to you just for a closing thought, but at this stage, if we can go over to Rickert, just to hear, brother, anything that's in your heart. I know this is unscripted. We haven't rehearsed this, but, you know, you're full of the word, and I so appreciate you in terms of the grace that you carry. So what would you like to just convey to our listeners this morning for South Africa and for Africa, for the time that we live in?
Yeah. Well, firstly, I want to say Johan is in Addis Ababa at the moment, I think. I don't know if he's attending the thing tomorrow. I am not driving up in my Land Rover. I just want to say that, because then we would start only a few days after tomorrow. I just want to tell you that. I don't know how he's getting down. But anyway, thank you for the opportunity, Charles. I appreciate this. I think there's so much to say, but if we have a very limited time to say anything, let's say this. Let's say people often talk about their calling and are very interested in knowing their calling. You know, what's my calling? Please pray for me that God would reveal His calling on my life. Or somebody would even have the experience of receiving a prophecy concerning your calling. You know, then it has to do with some future event, something that you are going to do and where God is going to use you. You see? So usually that's the emphasis when we use the word calling. That's more or less what we're talking about. But what is so astounding is when you read scripture, then you see that God reveals very, very clearly, in no uncertain terms, what the calling is that is on everybody's life. You know, the disciples of Christ, what is their calling? You don't have to pray about it. You don't have to receive a special word concerning it. It is revealed. It's very clear. And you know, it is marvelous just to discover it. So 1 Corinthians 1 verse 9 is the verse where you can really enter into this wonderful truth. And that's where Paul writes, and he says, God is faithful who called you into fellowship with His Son.
Sure.
And that is the calling.
Yeah.
A calling is definitely not first and foremost ministry or doing something out there, going to Africa or discipling the nations. That is not the primary calling, and that's so important to understand. The God's entire focus and everything he does and everything he says throughout the ages, since, you know, before time, this is what Scripture says, before time, God's focus is on his Son. And there's this wonderful happening in Matthew chapter 17 where God the Father reveals his Son's identity to Peter, James, and John. And we call it the Mount of Transfiguration. And what is so powerful is that God could have told the disciples anything he wanted to, anything. I mean, he knows everything. He understands everything. You know, he causes everything. I mean, God is who's totally in control. And he chose to only tell them two things. And the two things, both of them had to do with the identity of Jesus. Mm. And those two things were, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased, listen to him.
Yeah.
And, you know, just to understand that, being a minister already now for 33 years, being in the ministry, I can tell you this, that it is very easy to lose this calling, very easy, and to start focusing on other things that have the appearance, you know, very spiritual appearance or very noble, you know, involvement.
Yeah.
But it is not the calling of God. Sure. It's not the primary calling. The primary calling is to have fellowship with Christ and to stay with him and to know him and obey him.
Wow.
Yeah, so it has, let me just finish with that. I'll just say it has a lot of repercussions, you know, this truth. And it really delves very deep into the heart of man. And God is bringing people back to that one important understanding.
That's beautiful. Rickert, thanks so much for sharing your heart. And so from the heart of God, the Father as well, it reminds of Jesus with John 15. Hey, just the principle of abiding. And before opening up a can of worms, because I think we can have a long time lack of proper fellowship on that. But really, just from my heart and from our listeners, I'm seeing a lot of messages here just saying thank you so much, and this is deep, and amen, and really appreciate your time with us. Wish we had a lot more time, but for those who are interested, this was then just an appetizer, so to speak. Remember that you can register to attend that morning at Garsfontein, Tulani. That's from 8 o'clock till 10 o'clock. Just go and visit megavoice.africa, megavoice.africa. Johan, it's been absolutely a joy. And Rickert, it's been such a blessing. Thank you, brothers. And we pray God's richest blessings over you, your family first, and then the ministry. And may you really taste and see that the Lord is good. And great success also on all your endeavors for the Lord as you stay in him and fellowship within him as his beloved son. We appreciate you. Bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Charles.
Take care.